next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 4-3 in conference play and 7-4 overall. Penn State visits Michigan State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
I'll open up the questions.
All right, we'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Kevin Trahan with SC Nation.
Hi, Coach. In the sexual
assault
case, in the sexual assault case when you were at Vanderbilt, the victim states that she was, you know, in some way involved with recruiting the football program. And I was wondering if you feel at schools where young women are used to recruit players, if the programs are putting them at risk at all for sexual violence.
Next question, please.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you look forward to the matchup this weekend and prepare to face Michigan State, what have you seen on film so far?
You know, they obviously, Coach D'Antoni has done a great job. They have depth. They have talent. They have length. You know, they have a really good system on offense, defense, and special teams. I think they play great complementary football. So offense and the defense and the special teams all make sense for what they're trying to build there. You see some programs that are scoring 50 points, but they're giving up 52 points. You know, they're playing really good team football. You know, they've been able to build it. You know, he's done a good job with that. You see the consistency he's had on his staff. You know, they've done it the right way. So it's fun to watch them on tape. My first time ever going to Michigan State and looking forward to the experience.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as we're getting towards the end of the regular season here, what areas of growth are you most proud of with your team so far this season?
Well, I think, you know, a couple things. I think the leadership, and that's been a challenge for us because we have, you know, such a bottom-heavy program in terms of our true freshmen and redshirt freshmen, the number of those. So that puts a lot of stress on the seniors. We have 4 seniors starting for us. Puts a lot of stress on those guys to carry the leadership throughout the whole program where I think I looked at this week, Michigan's, I think, honoring like 44, you know, fourth and fifth year seniors. So you're able to spread that leadership and that experience throughout your program. And the old guys teaching the young guys what it takes to be successful academically and athletically and socially, the whole package. So that's probably the thing I'm most proud of, is how our guys have handled adversity and some challenging situations.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Ken Rollett with WHBC Radio.
James, I'm just curious. Mark D'Antonio last week after the game said that the underdog role, playing with a chip on their shoulder, they seem to embrace that and play better. And Ohio State talked about how playing as the favorite and the pressure that goes with it is tough. Well, why do you think there's such a difference in how it affects games?
Well, I think it's human nature, you know, how you're motivated. If you're Ohio State and you just got done winning a national championship and you've been to the top of the mountain, and week in and week out, every opponent you play is trying to take that from you. And I think in human nature, when you're trying to get to that level, you know, there's probably more of a sense of hunger week in and week out, you know, so trying to sustain it. You hear constantly from coaches trying to sustain the level of success is sometimes harder than getting there. You know, so I think that's human nature. I mean, you think back to high school, you think, you know, back to college or whatever it is, You know, when you're going to play that big opponent, everybody's trying to show and prove that they belong. It's no different than sometimes schools playing an FCS opponent, and that FCS opponent for the first half stays right there with them because, you know, those kids all have a chip on their shoulder and trying to prove that they should have been at that other, you know, that other tool. So I think it's just, it's part of human nature. It's not just football. I think it's in any other industry, you know, building a corporation or organization compared to trying to sustain a Fortune 500 company.
Do you use it as a coach to your advantage? And will you this week? You'll be the underdog going in to Penn State. I'm sure Buckeye fans are hoping that you guys will have that same chip on your shoulder that Michigan State had against them.
Well, that's kind of where we are as a program in general. You know, we're building right now. We're building a program. We're trying to get this program back to where everybody wants it. So we've had that chip on our shoulder since we arrived, and I know our players do as well.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.com.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Good. Wanted to ask quickly about, I think Connor Cook's just kind of still up in the air with his health this weekend. Do you prepare for Michigan State's quarterbacks any differently? And what do you see from Terry and O'Connor against Ohio State that might help you on tape?
Yeah, I think, you know, whenever you have a veteran quarterback like, you know, Connor Cook, you're going to prepare for him, you know, one way. And then whenever you have an experienced guys that are coming in and one's, you know, more of an athlete and things like that, you're going to have to. And I think that's some of the challenges this week in how we're going to do that and how much are we going to plan for, one compared to the other. So, you know, I think that's a definite challenge. And you think about his win-loss record, the success that he's had, and I think that's why it's so impressive that they were able to pull off the win last week, with quarterbacks that have not, you know, played a whole lot for him.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, you too.